Code of Integrity for Sport and Recreation. Adapted in 2024 by accessible format service Blind Low Vision New Zealand, Auckland. There is one logo at the top of the page, Sport Integrity Commission, Te Kahu Rōnui. Code of Integrity for Sport and Recreation. The Sport Integrity Commission, Te Kahu Rōnui, has developed a national integrity code as part of our role to make sure sport and recreation is safer and fairer in Aotearoa, New Zealand. The draft integrity code was developed with input from the sport and recreation sector, including participants and organisations. It is underpinned by guiding values drawn from tikanga Māori. We are consulting on the draft integrity code and want to hear your views. The integrity code's purpose. The integrity code is intended to 1. Prevent and address harm in sport and recreation. 2. Keep children, young people and vulnerable people safe. 3. Help improve the integrity capability of sport and recreation organisations. 4. Clearly set out what organisations need to do to prevent and address harm. And 5. Explain our role when there are serious integrity issues. Addressing harmful behaviour in sport and recreation. The integrity code addresses a range of harmful behaviour including 1. Bullying, harassment, violence, intimidation and abuse. 2. Racism and discrimination. 3. Sexual misconduct. And 4. Match fixing. Adopting the integrity code. National sport and recreation organisations are encouraged to adopt the integrity code. Signing up is voluntary. By adopting the code, these organisations must meet minimum standards to prevent and respond to threats to integrity. We will provide support, education and guidance to help meet the minimum standards. Minimum standards. Standard 1. Prohibit behaviours that are a threat to integrity. Standard 2. Implement an effective and fair dispute resolution process in relation to threats to integrity. Standard 3. Proactively safeguard children, young people and vulnerable adults. Standard 4. Notify the Commission of issues of serious concern. Standard 5. Cooperate with the Commission in relation to dispute resolution, investigations and monitoring activity. And Standard 6. Provide information to your members about the Integrity Code. The Integrity Code is for everyone involved in sport and recreation. The Integrity Code is for the whole sport and recreation sector. If an organisation adopts the Integrity Code, it will apply to all the organisation's members, whether an individual or club, and any other person that agrees to be bound by it. Have your say. We want to hear your views on the draft Integrity Code. To provide feedback, please contact us using the following options. 1. Fill out the online form at, click on the link, haveyoursay.sportintegrity.nz. 2. Email us at, click on the link, consultation@sportintegrity.nz. 3. Call us between 9 a.m. and 5 p.m. weekdays on 0800 378 437. 4. If you're deaf, hard of hearing, deafblind, have a speech impairment or find it hard to talk, you can use the New Zealand Relay Service. Click on the link nzrelay.co.nz. And 5. By post to PO Box 17451, Green Lane, Auckland 1546. Submissions close on the 1st of November 2024. Questions for you. 1. What do you think clubs should do to keep people safe in sport and recreation? 2. What do you think about the minimum standards? 3. If something doesn't go right or you need to speak up, who do you talk to first? Please select those that apply. A. My whānau, parents, caregivers. B. Friends or teammates. C. Someone at the club, for example, a coach or organiser. And D. Someone else. Please write below. 4. If you have an integrity problem, what would help you feel comfortable to raise it with your club? And 5. What can we provide that would help you understand your rights and your club's obligations under the Integrity Code?